up. Craters here stretch as far as the eye can see.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Radio check, over.
Although no human has ever set foot on Mercury, we have a pretty good idea of what you would see.
We copy you down, Eagle.
If you were walking around on the surface of Mercury, it would look outwardly a lot like the moon.
When you step onto Mercury, you step into a world with no real atmosphere, where the sky is as black as night and ablaze in sunshine, and where a drive is an off-road trek through at least a 3-billion-year-old battlefield.
Big craters, small craters, craters everywhere. So that's your first impression looking at it.
Like the moon, Mercury took most of its battering early on. A silent witness to the dawn of time, it's been undisturbed by a single drop of rain or breath of wind ever since.
For the most part, the surface of Mercury has been frozen in time for periods of billions of years. And you may say that's boring, but not necessarily. It's a good thing because these planets such as Mercury and the Moon preserve a record of what was going on during this critical early period of the solar system's formation, and so we can basically study it there because it's laying right on the surface.
Every stone and crater of this pockmarked world has the potential to gaze back 4.5 billion years. But counting these craters is just the first challenge when it comes to revealing a planet like Mercury.
It's always low on the horizon, so it's hard to point a telescope at it from Earth. It's hard to get into orbit around Mercury because it's so close to the Sun.
For that reason, Mercury remains one of the most underexplored planets in our solar system.